that, let's get the latest, the outdoor report from Jeff Ayliffe. Thanks, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thanks. And it was an amazing day yesterday. I was down at the Meisner Extreme Triathlon, a very challenging point-to-point self-supported race. Very, very tough one takes place along the Sini Kardinut. The course started with a 5 kilometer swim for the athletes in the Meisner estuary, followed by a 174-kilometer cycle through the beautiful coastal and scenery, and then a 50-kilometer run through the plantations and the Meisner forest area. A very grueling one, as I said, and great to see the smiles back on the faces as the triathletes got to race again, albeit with all the COVID protocols in place. So many triathletes from upcountry, from Johannesburg. There was a lot of competitors from Cape Town as well. And superb conditions, a flat, windless swim in the Meisner Lagoon at Thiessen Island. Nice and cool on the early morning bike leg. And then the run, very, very hot. The temperature continued to climb. And as I said, a very tough run for the athletes through the beautiful Meisner area, Komsapat, in the Meisner forests. But congratulations to all finishers. And the hike today for Peninsula Rambus, Spitzkop in Silvermine, 8 o'clock meeting. And you're going to meet at Silvermine Gate 1 from Spitzkop. Beautiful views over the Nordic Valley. And then on the way back, they'll take a stroll through the less known area of Silvermine. There's also a guided nature hike at the Cape of Good Hope this weekend at Cape Point, and the circular route on Kanonkop. There's so much beauty in the Western Cape trails at this time of the year. And at Cape Point, the fynbos really starting to show up, and there's also a fair amount of wildlife there as well. A lot of people don't realize. Great post-hike ideas also to go and explore the Cape Point tidal pool, the lighthouse for some coffee afterwards. And they do. It's going to be a gentle circular route, about 6 kilometers, 3.5 hours, easy to moderate hiking. And there is going to be a cost obviously involved, but also just to bear in mind, there's free gate access to all South Africans with ID or your driver's license, as well as it's SA National Parks Week. Trail running, the trail runners today, if you're a fairly fit trail runner, it's the MATES Sunday Fun Run and Mountain and Trail Enthusiasts. That's what MATES stands for. And they'll be starting at 7 o'clock at the Velocity City, at the Velocity Gym in Hout Bay. They run along the beach and then follow the Hout Bay Trail Challenge route up Kabonkelberg along to Surf Peak. From there, all the way down to Sandy Bay, past the wreck to Dacre Ridge, and then heading up and over Dacre Ridge to rejoin the Kabonkelberg Pass. It's a fairly long one. It's about 22 kilometers. There are some shorter routes, though, for those who do not want to do the full route. And just to bear in mind as well to have the appropriate gear. Surfing-wise today, I think take your pick. You can either go and enjoy the Big Bay side on the West Coast, or alternatively, as always, Musenberg should provide some fun little waves. That's it from me. I'll chat again next weekend.
Thanks, Jeff.